Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
In business news, the multinational technology company Core Resources has announced that its CEO, Kerry Rose, will be stepping down from her position at the end of May. Under Ms. Rose's leadership, the company grew to be the world's third largest software developer, and it now employs over 15,000 staff members. According to industry insiders, a replacement has already been selected. While Core Resources has yet to release the person's name to the public, and most likely won't do so until closer to Ms. Rose's departure, some analysts are speculating about who the next leader of the company might be. One widely discussed candidate is Dale Fenney, the company's chief financial officer for the past 5 years.
Number 86. What will most likely happen at the end of May? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"It now employs over 15,000 staff members"?
Number 88. What is mentioned about Dale Fenney? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
If you're tired of shoveling snow from your driveway or sidewalk, then contact Harford Snow today. For a flat monthly fee, you will never have to worry about doing this again. At Harford, we pride ourselves on our efficiency and reliability, which is why we guarantee that the snow will be removed from your property within 4 hours after a snowfall ends. If our workers ever arrive late, you will not be charged for that month. And for a small additional fee, we will use salt to get rid of the ice on all your walkways. Visit us at www.harfordsnow.com for a list of the areas that we operate in and over 100 testimonials from satisfied customers.
Number 89. What does Harford Snow promise to do? Number 90. According to the speaker, what service is available for an extra fee? Number 91. What information might listeners get on the company's website? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast and graph.
Stay tuned for Carl Lewis's Daily Business Report. Joining Carl tonight for a rare television interview will be Francine Austin. She is the managing editor of the fashion and design publication Currents. They're going to talk about the online version of the magazine that was launched earlier this year. It has proven to be very successful, as the number of new subscribers to Currents increased for 2 consecutive months after the site became active. This success is attributed to Ms. Austin's development of a subscription model that provides access to the print and digital versions for one low fee. They'll discuss this in depth when we return from a short commercial break.
Number 92. Who is Francine Austin? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Which month was the digital version of Currents launched? Number 94. What will be discussed during the interview? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and map.
Okay, we're ready to begin our tour of Westfield Botanical Park. But first, I'd like to apologize for the delay. The tour bus that will be transporting our group had an engine problem, but it is operational now. Please turn your attention to the map in the brochure you received earlier and I will go over our route. We'll follow the main road from here at the visitor's center and go past the lily pond and visit the orchid house and the bamboo jungle. Since we won't have time to visit both of the remaining attractions today, we'll take the most direct way back to the visitor's center. When we reach the center, we'll provide each of you with a complimentary gift from our gift shop to express our appreciation for your patience. Now, let's begin.
Number 95. Why was the tour delayed? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which area will the group not be able to visit? Number 97. What will the listeners receive at the visitor center? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hello, my name is Alice Warren and I'm registered for the student employment workshop that will be held at the Westwood Employment Center on Saturday. I'm very excited about this because I plan to begin searching for a summer internship in early May, once I've finished my final exams at the end of April. But there's one problem. I have to meet with my professor to discuss an assignment that day. It slipped my mind when I signed up for the workshop yesterday. Would it be a problem if I skipped one of the sessions? I would leave at noon and be back just after 2. Please call me at 555-4938 to let me know if this is allowed. Thanks.
Number 98. What does the speaker plan to do in April? Number 99. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which session will the speaker probably miss?